This is 89.3 WRKF in Baton Rouge. I'm Amy Jeffries. Tim Parrish says his memoir, Fear and What Follows, is not a book he wanted to write. He dreaded reckoning with the racial violence of his adolescence in Baton Rouge in the 1960s and 70s. He remembers an explosion that rattled his kitchen windows when a city pool nearby was blown up after it was integrated. As a teenager, Parrish took part in street fights and race riots at his school, Estruma High. Parrish traces the roots of his own bigotry to his family and their Baptist congregation.
You had to make a judgment call about race at a very young age. At 8 years old, your Baptist church here in Baton Rouge took a vote about whether or not to let black people join the church. And you voted to let them in.
Right.
But that's not really how the rest of your family voted, and not how the majority of the congregation voted either. So how did you at eight make that decision?
It seemed clear to me because we were a Christian church, and the message I was getting already is you should love other people and be tolerant. And one of the remarkable things looking back is the little Sunday school primer we had children of all races on the cover. I don't know how that made it through the censors at our church, but it did. So to me, I already knew I was running up against my family and my culture at large, but it just seemed a no-brainer to me. You know, if Jesus were there taking that vote, he'd vote to let everybody in.
But it seems like that your teenage self would have voted very differently.
Yeah.
What changed? How did you get from, you know, this kid who sort of fundamentally had this instinct of inclusion to being the kid who in high school was helping to incite a race riot?
Well, I got really scared. There was a horrible fight when I was around 13, and there was the risk of death. And then I got stalked by a sociopath, and it really put the fear in my bones. And then by kind of horrible, I guess, coincidence, when I was 15, this charismatic racist moved onto my street. And I thought if I allied myself with that guy, I would be safe.
Kurt Dyer was that guy who led you down the path of acting out bigotry when you were a teenager. You revisited a lot of things in this book, in your memoir. What do you think is the worst thing that you did?
The worst thing I did was raise a chain to hit a little boy. And I was young. I was 15. And I would imagine he's 12 or 13. And I didn't hit him. But I'm still really haunted by that moment. I'll never get over it, and I don't want to get over it. I was being a bully and picking on a kid who was probably around the same age I'd been when I was terrorized.
So how did you get to that position where you were there with the chain and there's a kid and you're standing over him with this weapon?
We were out looking for trouble. David Duke, after one of our riots, had come to our school to recruit, and that night there was a David Duke meeting in our neighborhood. But Kurt Dyer didn't want anything to do with David Duke because he saw politicians as being fake and exploitative. But he was determined that night a group of us were going to go out and send a message to just some random black people we saw. And we went looking for trouble, and we found it on Winburn Avenue.
In the epilogue of your memoir, you say that you've imagined Kurt Dyer being at a reading of your book in Baton Rouge. So here you are. You're in Baton Rouge.
Yes.
You've got a reading at Baton Rouge Gallery on Sunday. Are you scared that he'll actually show up?
I'm not scared that he'll show up. It presents me with a dilemma that if he shows up, he won't be there to do me harm. Because strangely enough, I think he and I probably still love each other. I know I have some love for him. But if he comes, he'll be smiling, he'll be acting like nothing ever happened. And then for me, it's how do I react to that? If I act like nothing ever happened, is that a betrayal of myself after I've stepped out? But to confront him wouldn't really do any good either, so I'm nervous about being in Baton Rouge.